whether someone would be offended or not, I don't know.
Okay. If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you'd say, well, it's not midnight yet, but it's...
soon will be.
Okay. Okay. If somebody is waiting for you to get ready, you might tell them, I'll be with you in...
in a minute or in a moment or in a few minutes.
Okay.
Depending how long you'll be.
Okay. Okay. If you want to know how many times something is done, you would say, how, what do you do that?
How often.
Okay.
Or how frequently.
All right.
Now, again, this specific word you use could have a little slightly different meaning from the other word.
Okay. If you and I agreed on something, like if we were not going to vote for the same person, I would say, I'm not going to vote for that guy. And you would say...
well, I am.
No, if you were agreeing with me, I'd say, I'm not going to vote for him. And you would say...
I don't believe I will either.
Okay. Would you say neither or neither?
I'd say either.
Would you say neither am I or neither am I?
Oh. I definitely would say neither in place of neither.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. What do you call the part of your head here above your eye?
Forehead.
All right. You go to the barber and have your what cut?
Hair cut.
Okay. Or your what cut here?
The whiskers.
Okay. But if you grew out farther, it would be a...
beard.
Okay.
Mustache. Trimmed.
Okay. Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it? So it would always be handy.
I can't think of anything except his pocket.
No, he would put it...
oh, behind his ear?
Okay.
Yeah, but that's something you don't see anymore. As a matter of fact, you don't see any old-time storekeepers anymore.
I haven't seen one in my life.
Huh?
Say, I haven't seen one in my life.
Yeah. Well, did you know that 50 years ago, this town and the countryside were full of little locally owned stores?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was. And they probably sold a great variety of things, too.
Every little community had its general store.
Mm-hmm. If someone is mumbling, you would say, take the chewing gum out of your
mouth.
Okay. The part of your neck that you put a tie around is, the part of your body that you put a tie around is called your
neck.
Okay, and inside where the food goes down is called, well, this part of your
throat
is called, okay. What about the term goozle? Do you know the term goozle and what that means?
I would vaguely intend to refer to some part of the throat. Gosling, but... I've never used a term, and I wouldn't attempt to spot it, the exact meaning of it.